Go to carsforkids.com.
Wednesday's time, 5:02. If you have any questions for Mayor de Blasio about his involvement with a couple of supporters who are under FBI investigation, the mayor wants you to know that he will not be answering those questions. We get more from 1010 Wins newsman John Montone live at City Hall this morning. John?
L.A. Bill de Blasio has said what he has to say, and he says he will say no more.
We've comported ourselves with the highest standards of integrity. Everything we've done in my administration has been open and transparent, and any of the organizations supporting me have been open and transparent. There's just nothing else to say.
And that's what the mayor had to say yesterday, getting a tad testy while saying it. The FBI and U.S. attorney are reportedly investigating the behavior of two de Blasio donors, one of whom may have given gifts to top cops in exchange for special treatment. The details of the probe remain fuzzy, but Police Commissioner Bratton has demoted four NYPD commanders. John Montone, 1010 Wins at City Hall.
Wins News Time, 5:03. Transgendered students will be free to use the restroom or locker room of their choosing in the Pascack Valley Regional High School District. The board approved that policy last night, but not everyone is pleased, as 1010 Wins newsman Glenn Schuck reports live from Hillsdale this morning. Glenn.
Yeah, and a sometime contentious meeting here, Lee, last night. About 100 people came here to Pascack Valley High. The board, in the end, a 6-1 vote approving a transgender policy allowing students to use restrooms and locker rooms based on their gender identity. These parents sat in on the debate and talked just before the vote.
Surprised at a lot of the people from the community that were opposed to it, but glad to see that the school is taking steps in the right direction.
Well, I don't think that there's enough education to us and as well as the people around to understand what, you know, how to deal with this in the future.
Now, Lee, one man was asked to leave after he repeatedly was shouting objections to the plan. The district estimates fewer than 10 transgender students here among 2,000 who attend Pascack Valley High, but say that's not what it's about. It's about doing the right thing. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, live in Hillsdale.
Wins News Time, 5:07.